mo pesamba ya chalu chonse imitu irebo ira panshi nanguli ne abantu bandi balichiri balechula ukupe mwina kuri mu pipi indupwa ishingi mu chalu chesu na shitampa ukumona imirimo ya kwa bali mu mapoketi na pamba lishabu ubuya ntanshi na bufika lelo tukirine imirimo honse pamo.
Next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Sambeshu Water intensifies fight against water theft in Pika. ZAF expands role into agriculture to boost food security. In international news, Tanzanian billionaire majority stake in national media raises questions. And in sports news, Mwemba announces plans for a new national cup competition. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Sambeshu Water Supply and Sanitation Company has intensified its fight against water theft following successful two-day enforcement operation conducted in Pika District. The exercise, carried out from February 25 to 26 in collaboration with the Zambia Police Service, targeted areas suspected to have illegal water connections, including Kawaya, Chisoa, Trech Town, and Boma. During the operation, authorities uncovered 17 cases of illegal water connections and meter bypasses, leading to the apprehension and charging of 9 offenders. The enforcement exercise resulted in the recovery of 59,309 in penalties, while an addition of 3,041 kwacha was corrected towards outstanding water bills. Speaking on the development, Tisa Banda says the company is concerned about the continued cases of water theft in some communities, noting that illegal connections and meter bypassing are criminal offenses under the Water Supply and Sanitation Act 28 of 1997.
As the company, we are concerned about the continued cases of water theft in some communities. Illegal water connections and meter bypassing constitute criminal offences under the Water Supply and Sanitation Act No. 28 of 1997. They also disrupt water supply systems, reduce water pressure for paying customers, and lead to revenue losses that affect the company's ability to deliver reliable water services. The company is therefore once again warning members of the public against engaging in illegal water connections, tampering with water meters, and interfering with water infrastructure. Those found engaging in such practices risk penalties, disconnection of water supply, and possible prosecution.
The Zambia Air Force has continued expanding its role beyond safeguarding the country's airspace by venturing into agriculture in an effort to help address food security challenges. The initiative follows a directive by President Hakainde Hichilema for the country's defense wing to increase agriculture production national food basket. ZAF Commander Oscar Nyoni launched a poultry contingent at ZAF headquarters, marking the start of chicken distribution from the Air Force Poultry Production Program. Lieutenant General Nyoni says the initiative demonstrates the military commitment to supporting government effort aimed at improving food production in the country. The leader of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party, Charles Chanda, has called for a change in the way the country handles foreign investors. Mr. Chanda says too many international companies are breaking law rules by building houses in areas that are not meant for housing. He says it is common to find investors constructing homes for their staffs right behind their factories. He described these areas as industrial zone, not residential areas. He urged that this practice is not fair to Zambian citizens who must follow the rules.
And we will ensure that those who violate our rules as a government, they pay for those oversights. We will ensure that we have an average amount that can be spent in a hotel per day. If it is $100 and you stay in this country for 1 month, we will definitely look at the amount that should have been spent in a hotel. If you stayed in a factory, that amount has to be paid before we approve extension of your permit. The issue here is that if we as Zambians, we are able to pay when we get to their countries, we live in hotels, why should it be different when they are here? We are going to ensure that this is corrected and the country begins to run in the right direction.
Disability Rights Watch has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for announcing plans to construct 6 additional public universities in provinces that currently lack higher learning institutions. The announcement was made during the recent Youth Day celebration, where the President reaffirmed government's commitment to expanding access to tertiary education across the country. Western Province Provincial Coordinator Conoras Likomaizo says the development will help reduce congestion in existing public universities and improve access to higher education for young people, especially those from rural areas.
The youth with disabilities will be able to benefit fully, as most of them come from low-income families. As for now, they are just being helped by the government budget, so this will really help them. Further, we want to commend the traditional leader, Chief Northern Province, Captain Simbanga, who gave 50 hectares of land to the government for the developmental project. This should be emulated by other traditional leaders in the provinces so that development can take place.
The Chipata High Court has sentenced a woman from Nyimba District to 2 years imprisonment for causing the death of her husband following a dispute over a SIM card. Judge Messi Makumbalo judged Mwayala Tembo after she pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of manslaughter from the initial charge of murder. The court heard that Tembo caused the death of her husband, Mavuto Zulu, of Landani Village, Chifindeke, after striking him with a hoe handle during the disagreement. According to the facts presented by State Advocate Yvonne Nyachanda, the incident occurred on August 23rd, 2025, after Zulu accused his wife of taking his SIM card. He began whipping her, prompting Tembo to retaliate by hitting him, which led to his death. You're still with me, Alex Yanga. We now take a short break. We have more in international sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
International news. And welcome. Thank you for staying tuned. East African media landscape is set for a major shift following the acquisition of a controlling stake in National Media Group by Tanzanian billionaire businessman Rustomu Azizi. Through his company, Taarifa Limited, Azizi has produced 54% of the regional landscape media organization, a move that has raised concerns about the future of independent journalism. The transaction, which still requires approval from media regulators in several countries, could significantly influence the direction of one of East Africa's most influential media houses. The National Media Group owned